Thank you, Philip. And just to remind you that all these slides will be made available at the end of the event. And I welcome Steve Burt from EQ Squared, who will give his presentation.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. EQ Squared is made up of various skills and individuals, economists, business analysts, quantum scientist, quantum physicist, risk analysis people, and aviation experts. And the reason I share that with you is that some 5-6 years ago, myself and my colleagues were endeavoring to understand, to put risk analysis on investment markets for some very large hedge funds that I'm sure you'll know. And we were getting great difficulty understanding how we could get exact information to put risk factors relating to the stocks and to investments. And particularly when we came across a number of businesses or industries that virtually look the same. We are familiar with input-output models and modeling techniques. So at that stage, we realized that we probably needed to look at something rather accurate or endeavor to get something accurate. And also coming from a business background, we felt that, well, let me just get this right. Oh, there you go. We felt that what all industry required was accuracy. Not just accuracy, but accuracy on actual information, data. My background was Dun & Bradstreet many years ago. And so data is king. And not only the getting the actual data, which has to be accurate, and maybe down to parts per million or equivalent type of granular measurement, but also looking at absolute. How do we look at a whole industry? And of course, the aviation industry is in the sky and also on the ground. So over a few years of R&D and looking at the way we could approach this, we came up with a solution. We call it granular resource economics. Simply put, we've used kind of material flow analysis principles or the processes, the laws of thermodynamics, and economics and sustainability economics. What do I mean by that? We've used or put in this, every resource has a chemical profile. If we take jet fuel, which I'll show you examples of in a moment, down to its chemical profile, we can then map that back to the financial performance in that company, put it to the financials. And last but not least, we can look at the whole performance of the business by taking live data feeds from cockpit, block to block, to give you precise consumption of fuel. And this is something we have been testing. Energy on the ground, ground service vehicles, all of those things. Now, we accept a lot of those are difficult to get right now. But we believe the future is going to be on accuracy. And what we've endeavored to do is get there as quickly as we can in a very efficient but low-cost way. What we'd like to share with you today is exactly that, a sustainability system or an approach, which I'll show you the results in a moment, does deliver that high accuracy of block to block on a consumption, on a flight, but for all transport. Also starts looking at providing you with detailed real-world accounting by putting financials and mapping that to that consumption. And we're quite familiar with the EU ETS system. And I'm sure you understand that every flight you can save a small amount on by accuracy would help enormously. We're also looking at being able to put that onto the balance sheet because we, as coming from the financial background, would like to see the understanding of the risks and liabilities and how companies are performing. And I'm sure you would. As well as that, it's transparent reporting. Absolutely agree. I think transparency internally in a company, as well as what is reported to shareholders, is also very important. And the last but not least is future risk analysis. How do you understand accumulation modeling and what that really is going to do? We put that methodology in our R&D into a biofuel report which we published. And indeed that was rather interesting because we started understanding the significant savings that can be achieved with different blends, and I'll show you in a moment. And actually, this type of accuracy is available. And it's quite interesting when we started looking at the overall understanding for aviation business, airlines, airports, transportation, including looking at supply chain issues. So a very straightforward emission based on a flight from New York to London. This is on a 747. This is the type of numbers we're looking at. But we've also started looking at all aspects, not just carbon management. Frankly, we wanted to understand that carbon management is part of the picture, but I agree with the early speakers that it has to look at the whole picture. And although we talk about carbon neutral, in EQ Squared, we think about environment neutral or climate neutral. And that is every aspect down to parts per million of an emission. Let me share this with you, if I may. And here's an example of the type of information that we are able to deliver. Each one of these has audit trails so that they can be verified, which is quite important, and fully agree with that. It also provides us with an analysis that means we can start understanding fleets, aircraft to aircraft, flight to flight, route to route. So all of this information could be available, and the secret, of course, is to automate it. That would be quite important. Not to load people on the ground or in the cockpit even further. But this is very doable. And just to share this with you, we have been working with the RAA in the USA. The team there have been, for the last 12 months, we've trialed this, and we shall be making an announcement in 2 weeks at their conference about something rather interesting that we're going to be taking forward. Thank you very much.